and I talk about kind of orbifolds related with Hopf algebra symmetry in tensor calculus. Okay, there are several sources to the subject, but let me just mention here three major sources or backgrounds. And first one is this one is a kind of combinatorial structure data that is obtained in conformal field theory. Specifically, think of this so-called SUN truncated by some level parameter L, and that way such a combinatorial data turns out has group symmetry, cyclic group of Zn, and so the result is that if you can so the combinatorial data has such a symmetry, and you can well factor out taking some kind of quotient to obtain a new data for conformal field theory. And the second source is Takesaki duality for closed products in operator algebra, which is known as the Rapin-Montgomery theorem for Hopf algebras, I guess. And third source, main source, this is the most significant source, but it's a so-called Schur-Markey theory for on representations of group extension. Okay, so let me just first and third sources, I'll soon mention some relationship, but just point out the second source. It's just a way, it is a way behind the subject I'm now talking about. So I'd like to consider Hopf algebra symmetry, but let me just begin with the group case. So group symmetry and tensor categories. Okay, so take a tensor category T. Here, it is assumed strictly associative for simplicity. And here, I mean by tensor category, monoidal category with a compatible linear structure. And scalar field, I mostly consider complex number field, but you can equally well use algebraic closed field of characteristic zero. And group symmetry is given by some finite group G. And group G is assumed to be embedded in a monoidal way in the tensor category T. This means that in some sense, finite group itself can be regarded as a monoidal category. Just I use multiplication as a tensor product. Then the monoidal embedding means for each group element G, you are given some object phi of G, and also tensor product has a natural compatibility isomorphism with respect to the group multiplication. So we have this kind of isomorphism in the tensor category T, and also we assume that the non-triviality of embedding. So you have two objects parameterized, two different elements of G, then they are not they have no non-trivial intertwiners other than the two elements is equal. If two elements coincide, this intertwiner Hom space is assumed to be the base number field. This time it is C, and also the obvious associativity is assumed for this isomorphism. So this is our setting of group symmetry. And let me just simply denote this situation by this way, subset notation for simplicity. Okay, let me just next think of two finite groups realized or included in tensor cartoon T. So G and H is a finite group, but their elements their elements as consisting of simple objects of T, and then as mentioned in previous several lectures, we can think of bimodules with respect to the action of these subgroups realized in the tensor T. So given two elements, we suppose that there's an isomorphism of this type, and it satisfies the way ordinary associativity condition. And then you can think of the category of this case GH bimodules in the tensor category T, and these totality of these categories forms the so-called bicategory with the tensor product, a kind of truncated tensor product, and also the unit object is described something like this type of object in T. So now, let me describe the way a kind of little group analysis and representation theory. So here, I assume our tensor category is same simple. And let me denote the set of equivalence classes with simple objects by letter S. And then so since we are given two subgroups realized inside the tensor category T, so G and S, G and H can be regarded as a subset of S, and this subset or subgroup acts on this set by the so-called fusion rule, or just where using the tensor product action. So we obtain ordinary biaction of finite groups on a set S. So let me just denote given a point of S, stabilizer of this biaction by this letter. Now, I'd like to describe the simple objects in the bimodule, GH bimodule in the tensor category. So given a GH bimodule, and assume that it is simple, then by the just the ordinary analog of Shiramaki analysis, if M is simple, then M must be decomposed like this, where this O denotes a single orbit, single GH orbit in this set S, spectrum set S. And here, component is isomorphic to finite multiplicity. Isomorphic to the direct sum of finitely many simple objects that represents this this point x prime. And okay. Now, this is just some geometrical information related to this description. But let me also introduce some co-cycle information. To that end, and let me just choose the isomorphism in the tensor category. That is the assumption from the outset. And so let me just point x appearing in this decomposition. Any point can be used. And choose some representative simple object, large x. Then by the stability condition, this tensor product object is isomorphic to x itself. And so we can find the isomorphism. So choose the isomorphism for each given pair of elements in the stabilizer. Then two co-cycle is defined. It's just a scalar bound two co-cycle. As a difference of this diagram, generally speaking, this diagram does not commute. But you have simple objects at all corners, and this way and that way has two isomorphisms, so they must be proportional. So this cocycle, value of cocycle at this point is defined as a difference. Now, you can easily check that this cocycle, in fact, is a cocycle, two cocycle, and the cohomology class does not depend on the choice of this isomorphism. So this gives the analog of so-called Markey obstruction in representation theory. Now, in terms of this two co-cycle, module structure, I've just started somewhere. M can be completely described by the representation theory of stabilizer. This time, it is a project C representation of this stabilizer. It's analogous to the construction of Markey representation theory. Okay. Oh, sorry. Now, with this analysis, conclusion is that if you think of this GH, the category of this GH bimodules, then simple objects in this bimodule category is completely parameterized by this kind of set. Here, this notation means that the star means a C representation, a projective C representation. Irreducible projective simple C representation. And you take a disjoint union with respect to the whole element of S, then this is redundant because it has a biaxion. So just divide this set by the biaxion of G cross H. then it gives a complete parameterization of this way. Simple object set. Okay. This is a little group analysis. Let me just give two simple examples of this construction. The first one, just take group itself as a tensor category T. In this case, by action, S is also equal to G, and by action is obviously transitive. And as a reference point, if you take as a reference point the unit element of G, then the stabilizer we are discussing is isomorphic to the, well, G itself in a diagonal way. Then this way, GG bimodule, this case, is naturally isomorphic to the Tanaka dual of G. So Tanaka dual appears in this way. Second example is more related to the well, so for orbital construction. Let me just think of tensor category of type A 2n plus 1. N is a positive integer. So this corresponds to the, in terms of this notation, SU2 and 2n plus 2. Anyway, this case, tensor category has is same simple, and it has, 2n plus 1 simple objects. That simple object denoted by dots are circles here. And here appears the group symmetry, Z2 symmetry. So Z2, element of Z2 appears at the end point. So, and action, a kind of action identifying these two by the other symmetry of this line. So middle point is a kind of fixed object. Now, consider that this middle point. Let me mark it black or dot. And now you can calculate the obstruction, two-cosine obstruction at this point. And the result is this cohomology class is described like this. So it is trivial if n has even parity. Otherwise, it is non-trivial. This is a source to the so-called non-triviality of orbifold construction in this simplest case in conformal field theory. So consider the even n. In that case, you can work out the GG bimodule, describe the GG bimodule, and in terms of this parameterization, you can explicitly describe the whole data, and the result is that it produces so-called DN plus 2 type. But this case, it is duplicated, because we also have the group dual inside this tensor category. So, okay. Let me just mention about the odd integer case as well. This case, this middle point does not split into two parts. And just where line is connected, and here GG bimodule is isomorphic again to the original tensor product, tensor category. So this case, T is self-real in this sense. So this GG bimodule gives a kind of orbifold construction for tensor group, tensor categories. Okay. Now I like to describe the case of Hopf algebra symmetry. So first of all, take a finite dimensional Hopf algebra A and consider its Tanaka dual script A, and we assume that the Hopf algebra symmetry is realized inside the T by specifying monoidal embedding P. The problem is that how to define the bimodules. But let me just think of single or left module. Here, result is that in this case, script A denotes a tensor category, Tanaka dual. And to describe the formulated bimodules, it turns out to be convenient to extend the original tensor category T by multiplying vector spaces. This is not a real description, just a way multiply the trivial way. So let me work with this tensor category. So T is the original tensor category, and VEC denotes just a tensor category of finite dimensional vector spaces. So now, left A module, script A module, is now formulated like this. So we are given some isomorphism between this type of, so M is an object in M, and this is image object of this Tanaka dual vector space D, and this type of tensor product should be trivialized by some isomorphism. This is a trivialized object. This is non-trivial object. And so this existence of this such an isomorphism, we have to assume. And also this isomorphism satisfies a obvious associativity condition. And similarly, you can define the life and also bimodules as well. And also, you can introduce bicategory of bimodules as well. Now, result is like this. And the tensor category of script A bimodules, you can canonically realize the Tanaka dual of dual Hopf algebra A star. And if you take a second bimodule construction, this type BB bimodule, then it turns out this second bimodule construction is monoidalic, also in a canonical fashion, monoidally equivalent to the original tensor category. So this gives a kind of duality for orbifolds in terms of tensor category. Okay, thank you.